Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by The Garden Grocery, your online grocery store. For all your Disney grocery needs, they will deliver to any of the fine Disney resorts. Contact Garden Grocer at thegardengrocer.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in a deluxe resort at reduced prices, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area for any of their Orlando attraction, contact Elite at elitevacationhomes.com. And you can find all of our fine sponsors on our website at It's All In WDW. So come on, guys, let's hop on the train, head over to the pub, and we'll talk to you soon.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up a stool.
Jumbo, Doug, what's going on?
Not much. Just living up here now in Noah's Ark.
You're ready to float away, are you?
Oh, dude, I worked all day yesterday. We had to work down resorts, the Resorts Casino in Atlantic City. We're remodeling a couple floors, and the other day I came home during the week, I came home in my, and I thought the sub pump was staying on. So I went down and got caught on the side of the cage. You know how it has the wire around the side? Well, mine has wire around the side of the dirt and all where it's buried at. And the little bobber got caught on that and it's sucking. Woke me up at my dog's going nuts at 2 a.m. hearing this sound.
That's great. See, you're speaking Greek to me with all this anyway, because I never had a basement. actually, the coolest thing in the world for me when I was a kid was going up to Illinois and seeing people with basements, but never grew up with one, so yeah, I never had these issues at all. So.
No, well, it's not fun, dude. So anyway, I go and I fix that. I think it's okay, and I'm wondering why it's constantly running. So anyway, I come home on a... I come home and yesterday, and we're getting this rainiest weekend ever, and we got an inch yesterday. We're supposed to get a couple more inches today. So after working all day, I come home, my sub pump's burned out. My wife tells me, she goes, "Honey, I was doing laundry. I looked over. There's a lot of water over in the corner." She goes, "We might want to check that when you get home." I go down. I go to lift the bobber up on the sub pump, and the sub pump's dead. So the basement's, you know, partially flooded now. So I run out to the Home Depot. Thank God I can do it. I go, I take I strip the old one down because you got to put the fittings on the new one to hook up to, because I have a drain pipe that runs outside. It's all runs through the wall and it pumps out way in the backyard. You know what I'm saying? Underground, right. And then it comes up out of ground and way in the backyard. So I change all the fittings. I hook everything up and it's all good and it's pumping out, but I'm hearing this gurgling sound, but I don't think anything about it because it was a ton of water. But I said to myself, I don't remember hearing that before. So I let it pump out. It got all the water out, but it kept running. You follow me? So I go down this morning. I hear that gurgling sound again. And don't you know, my check valve's broken in it, in the line of the old one. So now I had to go out to Depot this morning and buy a piece of pipe, buy a new check valve, get some new ABS glue, and create a whole new hookup of connectors for the new sub pump to replace the broken part that I had put back on. So that's why we're recording. Nobody knows we're recording late, but I had you hanging around because the first hour and a half of the day, I was downstairs redoing a sub pump. So wonderful times of owning a home, isn't it?
Yeah, that seems like we're either talking football or complaining about our houses half of the time on this podcast. I don't know about you, but yeah, once again, I'm ready for an apartment. Yes. So.
Oh, well, that's the deal. I mean, it was fun, dude, and it is coming down. Now I got it fixed, and we got, like, if it was ice cold up here, I'd have a pond outside. I could play hockey in the backyard.
Yeah.
Because the guys, I also told you I had my chimney fixed, right? I got a new chimney done because my wife didn't want me getting up that high for the stucco, so I got them to do it. And I asked them kindly to clean my gutters because all the stuff was coming down into it where they had the ladder. First of all, he chipped my one vinyl gutter, so I have to fix that when it gets a little warmer. But anyway, my wife's like, is that supposed to be overflowing like that? The front, because here the gutter's overflowing and water, tidal wave or waterfall's falling on the front window. So I had to get dressed. This is before I did the sub pump, John. I'm outside cleaning the front gutter here from the guys climbing around on my roof. All the dirt and debris and the came down and was stuck in my gutter, so it was making my gutter overflow.
Ian, quite the projects this morning already. So.
Okay, so now this is all said and done. The last time I told you I had a reboot just a couple minutes ago, here my wife comes storming in the room. Presley's out. Here I forgot to lock the gate in the back with cleaning the gutters and doing all this stuff. The idiot's running around in the backyard because we have the whole side yard fenced off for him. My deck out back. It has one entrance that goes in the backyard and another entrance that goes in the side yard. I put a gate up, a door on the deck so he can't get in the backyard where there is no fence. You follow me?
Yep.
Well, the little idiot's running around the backyard, but he don't want to go nowhere. As soon as I come around, he's back up at the door wanting to come in. But that's been the story of my morning, John.
Sounds adventurous.
Oh, it was fun, but again, I piss and moan, but John, I'd be even pissing and moaning more if I couldn't fix the crap.
Oh yeah, if you didn't know what your capabilities and what you're able to do, you'd be out. Yeah, you'd have had to call somebody on a Sunday to get out there and do that work for you. And so yeah, you'd be out what, several hundred dollars now.
Hey so. John, I'm my new sub pump was 150 and the materials were another 30, so say two bills for everything, and I'd have probably got hit for like $800 on a weekend call.
Yeah, nice. So you know. Yeah, probably saved yourself that much. So yeah, it's pretty useful to be handy, rather handy around the house, isn't it?
So. Yeah, and I found out that I'm cheap too. I don't know, a buddy of mine, I put my hot water heater in, which was $4, and we put the new one in, me and my brother, about 5-6 months ago, and we were done in 20 minutes, a half hour. The longest part, it took about an hour to pump the old one out, but I pumped that out in the morning before he got here. I just hooked the hose up and let it drain out into the sub pump. But when it was all said and done, we had it hooked up in like a half hour, 40 minutes, 20, 40, whatever it was. It was less than an hour. Here, my buddy at work, he just got charged $1,900, and he thought he got a good deal to put one in.
Wow.
I mean, that's
$1,900. Yeah. You would think you'd be able to get one of those the tankless.
Oh,
ones for that price.
Yeah, this was, and he thought it was a good deal because he said that was the hot water heater too. That's what the prices he was getting. I think he ended up getting a buddy of his because that's the cheapest price he got was $1,900. I think a buddy came over, a plumber buddy of his, and they got it in for like $1,300,
$1,400. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, it's not cheap, dude. But
yeah, I'm kind of glad I just changed the elements on mine. So I'm glad I just decided to do that instead of changing the whole thing out. So.
Well, you're fine as long as it's not leaking.
No, it's not leaking.
Yeah, that was the deal with mine and his. It was leaking.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for this old house. And no pun intended, but this is an old house. Now, before we get into some positive things, John, I want to get into another negative thing.
No way.
Now, and believe me, I've been told I was going to hear some ranting. First of all, did you hear the ranting again of did you hear the Travis Kelce or the Jason Kelce rant yet?
No, I haven't.
You got to go listen to that. It was priceless. Okay. But this is my other sadness. How sad were you to hear that?
Oh yeah, I can't believe that they're gonna get rid of that guy. That's one of your favorite things at Animal Kingdom, right?
Yeah, I mean, how are you getting rid of Mr. Harp? I'm so sad.
I don't know. They can get rid of eventually they'll get rid of all of our favorite musicians at Disney World. Maybe they'll put, you know, I guess they had to do something with the Lumberjacks from Canada, so they might as well bring them over to Animal Kingdom. They'd fit in there just about as well as they fit into Epcot.
So. I mean, it's ridiculous, dude. I might become a manager and buy like a couple acres and just put Off Kilter, the Harp Guy, all the acts they get rid of. I'll start up my own. Maybe we ought to bring the Main Street Pub down there. We'll have them as our performers.
The Streetmosphere and the World Showcase Players. You could have all the acts that Disney gets rid of. We could have them over there.
I mean, I was totally sad because I was looking forward to grabbing myself a nice safari lager and going over and listening to my buddy play.
Yep. Yeah, I really like it at night, too, and all the lights and stuff that he does and the harp lights up and stuff. So, but yeah, it's disappointing. It really is.
I mean,
it was such a unique type of music, you know what I mean? So,
I mean, my godson loved them. On our last trip.
Right.
I don't know, John. It was like the dream night over there was for me is seeing the tree, listening to the harp player when the sun goes down, walk over, see the Tree of Life awakens, and then end the night with River of Lights. How nice of a threesome is that?
Yeah. I mean, well, I guess you can get two of them.
Nah, so. It's just sad. It's like, why are they taking all this crap away? Like, what are they putting there? Have you heard anything?
No,
I haven't
heard anything, no. At all, so.
They'll probably put a computer over there, so you don't have to pay them.
Either that or another dance party. They seem to want to put dance parties everywhere. So.
Yeah, but maybe they'll do mobile music. Maybe they just want to put an iPod, a big iPod over there, so all the knuckleheads that want to do all this. Oh my God! It was so fast. I got through the line so quick. It was amazing. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? Yeah, five more people getting fired. Yeah, they ought to just put a jukebox there and you pay for it, guys.
You can listen to what you want.
Yeah, go up and scan your Magic Band for $5. You get to play a song. There you go, Disney. It's a way to do it. What do you think, John? They can make a little more money over there. Just put a big jukebox up. Make it look like an iPod.
Would that surprise anybody?
No, but that would be awesome. Or know what could happen, John? Maybe 5 minutes before you get there, you go on your phone and pre-order the song. So it's ready for you to listen to it when you get there. That'll cost you $6.50 if you do that first.
Yeah, there's an idea.
Yeah, well, then from our lips to Disney's ears, money, 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 money. You want to talk about too, John, what they're doing for us, buddy? You know, in that article you got in the Orlando Sentinel.
Okay. Well, speaking of money, 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 money.
Yeah, they're doing this for us, guys. It's all for us.
Oh, yes. This is for us. Ticket prices at Walt Disney World will increase effective today, Sunday. The hike comes as Disney tries to even out attendance throughout the year so guests aren't stuck waiting in line and have a better time. See, they are doing it for us, Doug.
Oh, my God. They're saints, man. Hold on. I'm doing the Holy Cross sign here. I'm praying for them.
While Disney World posted record-breaking attendance in the quarter that ended in December, Disney executives said during an earnings call Tuesday with investors, the cost increase will vary from park to park as well as which day, since Disney offers a three-tiered system for peak, regular, and value tickets. Annual passes, including those for Florida residents, are also on the rise.
John, congratulations, John. They're raising your prices, buddy, for you.
For me.
You're so lucky, John. You get to pay more for your annual pass, buddy. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
That's why I'm a cast member now.
I'm sure Judith and Carmen and Brian, all of them. Pat, be happy, buddy. You're going to raise the ticket price for all of us. Go ahead, John.
For us. At the gate, a one-day regular Magic Kingdom ticket will cost $119, a $4 increase. A value ticket will cost $109, a $2 increase, while a peak ticket will now cost $129, a $5 increase. For the other three parks, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom, prices are also increasing. A one-day ticket is $114, a $7 increase. A value ticket will cost $102, a $3 increase, while a peak ticket is $122, a $3 increase. Parking per car will also increase from $22 a day up from $22, up from $20. And preferred parking, $45. Judith,
there you go, Judith. But give them $50, Judith. They deserve it. Because they're doing all these price hikes for you. Maybe tip them $5, making it even $50. That preferred parking's awesome.
We know how important making memories at Disney theme parks is to families, and we will continue to evolve our pricing in a way that gives family a range of options to meet their budget and helps better spread attendance throughout the year so they can make the most of every visit. Disney now, spokeswoman Andrea Finger said in a statement.
And I got a finger for her.
Prices are for adults, although tickets for children 3 to 9 will also become more expensive. In addition, Disney raised prices for Florida resident annual passes. Ours is $729 for the Platinum Pass, up from $679. The Gold Pass from $559 to $589, and the Silver Pass from $419 to $439. So Disney is also planning to sell date-specific one-day and multi-day tickets with prices posted in advance later this year as part of its strategy to help even out crowds. More details were not immediately available.
I mean, all this for you. I mean, even the raising the value prices, that's for you, John. We're getting more all across the board for us.
They're just trying to even out the attendance. That's all they're trying to do, Doug. To even out the attendance.
I mean, that's like, how do you even take that? You understand what I'm saying? It's like, why are you bullcrapping me? You understand what I'm saying? It's bad enough you're doing it, but then you're – what? Do they really think we're that gullible? I guess we are. I mean, apparently. I mean, John, are you that stupid? No pun intended?
It's money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Yeah, I don't think they care about evening out attendance. So it's money, 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 money. And it is – but it's – I mean, it's not affecting the crowds. It doesn't seem to slow the crowd, and that's why they're able to do it. Because, I mean, as much as they raise it, yesterday was packed. So, I mean, I don't know what to say. So they will do it until people stop coming.
But I'd rather tell them, listen, you're stupid enough to spend it. We're going to ram it right to you. I'd rather hear that than it's like getting beat by one of your parents and when they tell you, this is for your own good when I beat you with this board. It's for your own good. I mean, no, it's not. It's really not.
Disney might as well say, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to
exactly.
hurt
Exactly. That's basically what they're trying to tell you.
We're doing this. You know, we didn't want to do this. We don't want to raise the price, but you're forcing us to do this.
You're coming here way too often, so we have to charge you more. Yeah. It's for you, man. It's really for you. I mean, yeah. It's comical, dude. I mean, I could get up on stage and read that act, and that could be my act. That's what a big joke that is.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Parking up to 22 is kind of. I mean, that's a 10% increase, and I think we've had this talk before. You know, I mean, who gets a 10% increase as a raise every year? It'd be nice, but I never see a 10% every year.
It ain't even a year. It's every 6 months.
Yeah.
They're doing it twice a year, every February and August.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? July, August, it hits us too every year.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean,
this one's in February. So yeah, we'll be looking at something in August too, probably. So,
I mean, dude, if these prices keep going the way they are, I might have to pull back. Out of principle, it's getting to the point where I just feel like I'm being abused with the ticket price and the parking. Dude, like I said, just give me in other ways. I mean, how do you justify $129 and $150 just to walk through the gate?
To park your car and to get to the Magic Kingdom, yeah, over $150.
I mean, for a week, because it evens out, it's fine. Like, again, I'm still getting deals, but it's like right now as a TA, I gave somebody prices last week. You give them this week. It's constantly, like you got to tell them, this is a day-to-day quote, because the price could go up at any minute.
Oh yeah. You better lock it in. If you want it, you better tell me soon. So.
But the point of it is, too, that's the point we've made forever about how hard it is to book. Because they're basically telling you day to day, week to week, and month to month, it's all different prices.
Yep.
So you got to tell, well, if you go to the park, because sometimes I have clients that when they go down, they'll go to Disney for a day, Universal for a day, and if they change their days, you're giving them 5 different prices.
Yeah, yeah.
Just make it one price. Be done with it. I mean, I'm so tired of all the multiple tiers. I mean, it's like the tax code.
When are you going, and which park do you want to go to? And yep.
Yeah. Well, this park's 114. Oh wait, It's the end of the week, so it's 119 tomorrow. 114 today, 119 tomorrow.
You know, and 129 if you come in a month.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, I don't know. But it's for us, John. Let's be grateful. I'm going to call the Disney hotline tomorrow, call down there and thank them. I'm going to call my local, whatchamacallit, because we have regional managers. On my way home, just for craps and giggles, I'm going to give him a call just because I feel like crying to somebody. And I'm going to thank him. I'm going to tell him to pass it up the chain. We here in the East Coast, in the Delaware Valley, want to thank you, Disney, for raising the prices for us. Could you please send that up the chain? We really appreciate it because we know you're doing that increase for us.
Yes, they're trying to even out attendances. That's their goal. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. You betcha.
Yeah. I mean, every time I go, I mean, I went to the, you know, you go to Acme. We raised our prices for you. Do you get that all the time? What other place tells you today? I mean, who in the world? I mean, who have you ever heard that has the you-know-whats to tell you they raised the prices for you? Have you ever heard that before in your life?
No, I can't say I have. I mean, I don't even know if the NFL would go that far. I don't think you're going to go to an Eagles game and they're going to say, you know what, we had to go up on the price, but we did it for you guys.
Dude, so. I could see tomorrow me going to one of my customers and say, that kitchen remodel was $21,000, but I'm charging you $23,000 for you. It's for you, man. I'm charging you an extra $2,000 for this kitchen because we love you and I want to make it better for you. It's for you. I mean,
yeah, they're doing all this price increase, and they're still getting rid of the Harp guy, and we still don't have a race. So, you know.
Oh, and they got their big tax break, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The bottom line is you love it. I mean, I love it. Have you ever bought a car, John, and they come back and the numbers are, well, we told you $273 a month, but it's going to be $283. But it's for you. It's for you, this extra $10 a month. I mean, it's wonderful deal. You should be thanking me for this.
We added it on for you.
So. I don't know. But I'm going to be there in a couple weeks. What an idiot I am.
I know, right? We'll sit here and gripe and complain about it, but I work there every week, and you're gonna go on vacation there. So.
And John, they took away your valet parking. They took away your discounts, John. They took your DVC discounts. They took away your valet parking. They took away your annual passes for you, John. And they raised the maintenance fees. When they raise your maintenance fees every year on DVC, do you send them a thank you card?
You better believe it.
You should, John. You're being ungrateful, man. You're being an ingrate. But I'll tell you something positive we watched this weekend. I finally seen – remember I told you how much I love Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah.
Homecoming. I actually watched it. I didn't get to see the entire movie because it came on. I got to see the – got here I am speaking that English again about after ranting. But I did see the whole entire Spider-Man again last night. That was really awesome.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it?
It was the way he was supposed to be. He's supposed to be an idiot.
Yeah, he's supposed to and kind of a smart aleck teenage kid. And that's basically what he is. So, yeah, it was great.
And Tobey Maguire, I didn't like.
I thought he played too serious.
Yeah,
you know,
that wasn't Spider-Man.
No. Spider-Man's not Batman. He's not dark and
no,
and
he was constipated the entire movie. Am I wrong?
That's exactly it. Yep. I mean, you had to go the entire movie. Would you just go?
Yeah, the whole movie. I wanted to send him a suppository. Yo, dude, take this. Be done with this. An ammonium, something.
Yeah.
But yeah, but this one is the way when I was a kid. Was what Spider-Man was supposed to be. So I did see the whole thing, and it was awesome. And then we also watched – we had a superhero weekend. I woke up this morning at 5 o'clock, and we got to see Wonder Woman. That was phenomenal.
Oh, is that good? I haven't seen that one yet. So
It was awesome, dude.
Yeah, because
– it starts off with a whole island of beautiful women. How bad could it be?
That doesn't sound like a bad start. So.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen a DC yet that I liked a lot. So I'm looking forward to catching Wonder Woman. So,
dude, best one I've seen. I mean, I liked a couple of the Supermans, but not as much as I think I like one Batman.
I like the old Batmans when I was a kid, the ones with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson and stuff like that in them.
Michael Keaton was the only one I liked.
Yeah. But and then Suicide Squad was okay. But I'm looking forward to seeing Wonder Woman. So.
Yeah, Wonder Woman was really good, dude. It was on HBO last night, so I taped it because it was on at like 9 o'clock. And when you're getting up at 4, it's kind of hard to stay up to 11. So yeah, I taped it because my internal clock, I woke up at 4:47, and then my wife woke up at 5:30. So that's about when I put it on at 5:30. We're watching Wonder Woman this morning.
And then you had to get out and play Wonder Man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I played, what was it? What was the this one that swam? Aquaman, I was.
Home repair man.
Oh, dude, the funniest part of it was one of the hoses I cut was too long. So I had to cut it again, and I removed it from the sump pump, and I forgot to unplug the sump pump. My basement looked like one of the fountains from Disney shooting water in there. I got soaked, man.
I did exactly the same thing when we replaced the elements on the water heater. I drained it, but I didn't get it all the way down to the last element. And so I took that element out. I turned it with the wrench far enough, and then it shot out. At freaking, I don't know what velocity that thing came out of there, but it crashed into my shelves and then the dog kennels, and then it flooded our entire utility room. So it was great. Yeah, and I ended up drenched. So yeah, I know I feel your pain. So.
See, it happened to me because I'm super anal. So I had it working, right? But I thought it was a little too high. I didn't like the way it looked sitting there. So I had to go back. I had to go back and cut it again. I had to take it apart, and I cut a piece off the top hose where it was flowing in from outside, backflowing. So I cut that hose down so it would sit a little further. And that's when I did it to myself. I forgot to unplug, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I was getting. But anyway, thank goodness it's done. Do you want to get into the rest of the news? And guys, I know you're listening to this, and I can't say it enough. We love Disney, but. I mean, I'm sorry if we annoy you with the rant and the crying, but I don't understand it all the time. We can't help ourselves, can we, John?
Well, it's one thing, honestly, Doug. It's one thing to raise the prices every year, and they do. There's nothing we can do about it. I mean, Universal does it, everybody does it. You're going to have those price increases. But then to try to sugarcoat it and say that they're doing it for us. I mean, come on, guys. You're doing it for the your stockholders and your. I mean, let's skip this. And I mean, really, just tell us the increase and go about your business.
That's the whole point we're making, man. You're seeing. They're raising prices and cutting jobs. It's just it's everything I don't believe in. I'm a union member. I believe in the right. I believe in work. A fair wage for a fair job. You understand what I mean? And that's the reason why we go where we're going. I mean, I'm sorry. And if anybody disagrees with me, you call me up and text. I'm easy. I respond on Twitter, Facebook, anywhere you try to get me, we respond. Email. And if you want to yell at me. That's fine. But if you can honestly tell me you walk through the parks and you see as many cast members as you used to 10 years ago, you're a liar. Because it's not true. Do you, John?
No, I think there's different places that hire more people and stuff like that. And there's, I mean, obviously Avatar Land opened. So I think the number of cast members is probably the same, but I don't think there's as many in important roles. And custodial goes through that about every 4 or 5 years. You'll see where the bathrooms get like all of a sudden out of control and filthy. And then somebody, a new manager will come in, and then they're all of a sudden they're spick and span and clean again. So there's an influx of that type of stuff. But where I really notice it is like this harp musician. We're getting rid of, it seems that they're purposely trying to get rid of all the live music and all that live entertainment that's part of what makes Disney so cool and so, enjoyable and so repeating. To repeat it so many times is to see those shows, and it's a shame that they're getting rid of that.
Well, like our great friends Carmen and Brian from Adventures of Peas and Carrots on YouTube, they did that photo of the bartender photo bombing them. How awesome is that? The cast member, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah.
But I've even noticed at lounges where there used to always be two bartenders, there's only one. I noticed walking through the parks. I remember in the early 2000s and late 90s, early 2000s. I would see cast members up and down the streets constantly. Anywhere you looked, you could find a cast member. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
They used to be just roaming there to help you now. Now, your responsibility, know who your cast member is? My Disney Experience. They didn't do that for you. They did that to like, lay people off. Because, I mean, do you any question? When I talk online to book a trip, the first thing they tell me is, did you check your Disney experience? Like, do you know that I could book your – you could book your reservation on my Disney? No, I called you. I want you to work. You understand? I know I can get online and book my reservation on there. I call in still to book my reservations, John. Don't, I mean, you understand what I'm saying? It's like everything – you're looking for a cast member. You can't find them on the streets half the time. I remember I used to just walk up and talk to them. They asked them stuff. Do you, how many of you see exchanging pins or anything anymore?
They've definitely cut down on that.
Yeah, I used to have them in Riverside. Know how you used to walk from the River Roost and into where the food court is, where Yeehaw Bob plays and all? They used to have a girl and a guy, at least one or the other, sometimes both, just standing there to answer your questions. The exchange, they always had pin lanyards on. I don't see them there anymore at all. There used to be, you know, 4 and 5 lanes open. There was always, there was never a line. Now it's down to 2 or 3. It's just way, they're cutting way too many jobs, in my opinion.
Well, it seems they're cutting corners and making more money. So it's all about money, money, money.
Man, I'm crying over here. Wan, did you see
right,
the?
Well,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Johnny.
I was just gonna say on the bright side, we got our new college program. Some of the new international college program kids. I can call them kids because I'm 47 now. So working with us on the train, there's a girl from Seoul, South Korea, and a girl from Guatemala City, Guatemala. And it's
That's
just
cool.
Really cool. Yeah, it's really cool to talk to people that have a truly unique, different, childhood experience and cultures and stuff like that. So it's really neat to work with them. So
no, that's cool. So, you're gonna learn a lot. I guarantee they speak English and you don't understand a word they're saying.
They speak English a heck of a lot better than we do.
So. Yeah. I couldn't even argue that. Almost everybody speaks English better than I do, man.
Yeah, especially the girl from Guatemala City. She said she grew up speaking English as a second language, so she speaks it with little to no accent at all.
No, so did I. Oh, man. But no, that's cool, John. I mean, I'm looking forward. I mean, the things at the Animal Kingdom, they've opened up Pandora. They opened up the Flight of Passage and the Navi River Journey, but they're taking away more than they're adding. My harp guy's going, the Flights of Wonder's going.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
back,
sad.
So.
But that'll be back. I'm not. It's going to be back after I'm going.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. You know what? And I got there at 9:30 yesterday, and the line or the wait time for Kilimanjaro Safaris was 85 minutes already. And then I left at 6 o'clock last night, and the wait was 95 minutes.
Yeah.
The attendance is astronomical at Animal Kingdom. So, and I mean, I think, we talked about this when Pandora was getting ready to open and stuff like that. And I thought honestly that it would definitely increase the crowds at Animal Kingdom for the first, 5, 6, 7 months. We're working on a year now, and there is still no slack in the crowds. Maybe once Toy Story opens at Hollywood Studios, we'll get, some of the crowd over there. But right now, Animal Kingdom is just packed every freaking day.
Yeah, so. Well, I'm hoping to be – I want to get Brenda because she hasn't done the nighttime safari yet. I'm hoping to be able to get a fast pass during the week for that for her. And we're going to try to rope drop. There goes my second language again. We're going to try to rope drop, Flight of Passage. But like everybody knows, I can't get fast pass for it. So it'll be sad. There's a good chance we don't get on it this trip.
Yeah, I'll have to try to figure something out. I'd love for you to get on it and see it because it truly is a unique cutting edge attraction. So.
Yeah, well, we're gonna do every possible thing we can to do it. We're gonna try to do sunrise rope drop, But we'll see what happens.
Right.
Wish us luck. But did you hear? Pat won't even notice any of the changes here.
More, I know where you're going with this article.
Yeah, more details coming soon to the American Adventure. I'm excited about this. Are you, John?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love the American Adventure, so anything cool. So.
Yeah, Pat, if you want, you can walk away now and go get a cup of Joffrey's coffee if you need one. Why I'm reading this article is it'll mean absolutely nothing to you. The American Venture reopens from its month-long refurbishment on February 15, 2018, and here's a quick rundown on what to expect. Johnny, I'm so excited about this. This is where I forget about how much they're gouging me, and I can't wait to see this stuff. So this is how they get to take all my money with doing neat stuff like this.
First,
the theater will be equipped with an all-new digital projection system, including new speakers and screen. That sounds awesome. In addition to the update from the film to digital, the show finale will return with some notable faces from America's recent history. Newly added American icons include individuals such as music composer John Williams, astrophysicist. Aren't you impressed I could pronunciate that, John?
Now say his name.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, and noted ballerina Misty Copeland. The iconic anthem Golden Dream has been re-recorded with all new orchestrations that, according to Disney, brings the beloved music and lyrics to life in a way that will resonate more than ever. Dude, I already have my hand across my chest.
Yeah, I love the American Adventure, and every time we think about it, I think of one time me and Lisa saw it, and the song finished, and the crowd clapped, and we all got up, and the young lady that was sitting in front of us, probably a couple of rows up, she turned to her, I think she was there with her parents or something, she was in her mid-20s, and she turned to her parents, and she's crying, and she goes, "Shut up, just shut up." and I know at that point, you know, some Imagineer is looking at her going, "Score!"
All the time we're at movies and my wife goes, "You got a tissue? You got a napkin?" During that, she hands me one. I mean, every time one was blue, one wore blue and one wore gray. One wore blue and one wore gray. Gets me every time, John.
The segment at the end is what does it for me. I love that segment at the end, but yeah, if you're patriotic, it'll hit you. So,
yeah, well, the American Indian gets me too, just because I'm Indian. You know, he's basically telling you, look what you're doing to it. You know what I'm saying? Look, you know, the American Indian gets no respect, in my opinion, none whatsoever. You know, they lost more than anybody. You know, when it comes down to it. You'll even see there's an awesome in Wonder Woman. There's even a segment on that. She goes to him, What happened to your people? He goes, "Your buddy there took my land." I loved it because it's the truth. Oh, man. Magic Kingdom area Speedway gas station closing for lengthy refurbishment next week. You want to read that one, Johnny?
Sure. The Speedway gas station at the Transportation and Ticket Center near the Magic Kingdom will be closing for a lengthy refurbishment starting next week. Beginning February 12, 2018 and lasting for several weeks, the refurbishment will include a new Speedy Cafe offering quick service food with both indoor and outdoor seating. Ordering takes place at self-service screens, and then each item is freshly made to order. Menu items will include pizzas, paninis, coffee, breakfast sandwiches, frozen yogurt, and more. During the closure, the other Speedway locations at Disney's Boardwalk Resort and Disney Springs will remain open as normal.
So sad, man. I mean, I go to the Boardwalk one all the time. I don't even think – I don't know how – I think maybe I've been in that station one time in my life, the one by the Magic Kingdom.
I think I stopped there a couple of times. Actually, we were getting ready to leave the Magic Kingdom one time. We were going to get something to eat there, and then we knew we were leaving, so we just stopped the Speedway and got a pizza.
You got a pizza there?
That actually wasn't that bad.
Broke up a little bit. The pizza wasn't that bad, you said?
No, it wasn't that bad at all for gas station pizza, you know. And actually, it wasn't any worse than any of the pizza I could have got at the Magic Kingdom. I know that. So.
Well, especially with what's-his-face Rizzo's pizza, nobody said that's any good at all.
No, yeah, I think they kept the same pizza that they had when it was Pizza Planet, and that wasn't very good.
Very sad. Well, another 10 years, this will probably be the only place we'll be out of 4D, John.
Everybody will leave and go over there.
Yeah,
and
we
eat
might
and
have
come
to eat there.
And...
Yeah, but anyway, no, I go to the Boardwalk one all the time. Now, does the Boardwalk one have food?
No, they've got, you know, your typical
Yeah, I know they have that crap, but I didn't know if they upgraded to this.
No, the one outside Magic Kingdom is probably 2 to 3 times the size of the one by the boardwalk. So it's a big one. Yeah, it's always had a little cafe in there where they made chicken wings and pizzas and stuff. So
I didn't know if the upgrade made it any, you know, had it put anything else in there or changed it at all.
Nah, I was in there last weekend and no, it's still the same. But I mean, just so everybody does know, I mean, that's a great place to head to if you're staying at a resort and you want to grab a 12-pack of soda and some water and maybe a case or something of beer, because it's a heck of a lot cheaper than the little stores at your resort. So.
Well, hopefully they don't raise the prices and tell you it's for you. We're doing this for your own good. If you don't want it, go out to Target on 92. Did you hear about Steve Harvey daytime series Steve coming to Epcot March 2018?
Yeah, I see that. You ever watch that?
Not really. I see him on Family Feud. A little bit of him for me goes a long way. I like him on Family Feud, but not on his show. I mean, I just, a lot of those talk shows get on my nerves. They think because they're celebrities they can solve all the world's problems, but they do absolutely nothing about it. You know, but I don't want to go into that because I'll really get booted off this show. But anyway, Steve will be recorded March 9th through the 11th before a live studio audience from Epcot at Walt Disney World. The week will feature celebrity families and couples, including the Bella Twins, Eric Christian Olsen, Sarah Wright Olsen, Tracy Edmonds, Deion Sanders, Boris Kojo, and Nicole Ari Parker, as well as celebrity Josh Henderson, Terry Crews, and more. True to Steve's form, these special episodes will be filled with exciting games, prizes, and giveaways. Viewers will learn about an incredible summer in store for Walt Disney World guests, which includes the opening of Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios. One deserving couple will even get the wedding of a lifetime after their hometown wedding landed the bride in the hospital throughout the week. The couple, family, and friends will help celebrate with all things Disney to make the couple's dreams come true. Steve will also proudly honor students from the 2018 class of Disney Dreamers Academy with Steve Harvey and Essence Magazine. Disney Dreamers Academy is an annual empowerment program featured 100 select high school students from across the country who are looking to dream big and learn how to put their dreams into action. The Academy aims to prepare students for the future by developing networking and interviewing skills and showcasing a variety of career opportunities. This is the first time the show has visited Walt Disney World and the first time the show is filmed from a remote location since it premiered this past fall. To attend Steve's recording at Walt Disney World, visit www.getstevetix.com. You headed over there, John?
Probably not. I'm not into talk shows. Even when the Chew was there, I wasn't really interested in seeing that. So, yeah, probably not. Sounds interesting, though, but not my cup of tea.
I could see you buying a Lufin DeMont and heck on them.
And maybe going to the other side, away from the crowd. So, yeah. That'd probably be me. So.
You want to read the next one?
Oh, yes. I know it's another story to make you happy. Magic Kingdom Disney After Hours continues to sell out. Another 2018 Magic Kingdom Disney After Hours event, February 15th. 2018 is now sold out. Disney After Hours gives guests extra time in the park to enjoy attractions after regular park closing. Remaining dates are February 8th and 5th. Well, not February 15th anymore. Actually, that both of those are once passed and one sold out. So yeah. Remaining dates are March 1st and March 8th.
Oh, Disney two after- days during my trip. Yay!
Disney After Hours at the Magic Kingdom tickets get you into the park from 7 p.m. lasting for 3 hours after regular park close and include complimentary ice cream, novelties, and beverages. The cost is $119 plus tax for ages 3 plus. Theme park admission is not required. Well, I hope not. Good grief. Extra magic hours for Disney Resort hotel guests are not impacted by this event, with Disney After Hours taking place on non-extra magic hour nights.
But, like, this is where, again, they sit there and blow smoke up your blankety-blank-blank. They're the ones that set the dates!
they set the dates and they also set the hours for the park. So I mean, there's
well, that's my point.
Oftentimes you'll see this in the summer and other times of year. If all of Walt Disney World is crowded, there's, you know, a lot, the hotels are pretty much back booked up. Instead of closing at 7 o'clock, they'll extend the Magic Kingdom hours until 8 or 9 or something like that. Though, well, they don't have that capability to do that on these nights because they're already booked with a private party. So
exactly, and they could have scheduled those nights for extra magic hours if they didn't know they were doing this. We're not impeding on any extra magic hours. Bull, you're the ones that set everything up.
Yeah, and what I was saying about extending the hours for regular guests, I mean, they did that.
Dude, that used to happen all the time to us.
Well, they've actually done it for Animal Kingdom for next week, because of the anticipation of the crowds is going to be so much. So there's two nights next week where they're open later than they would have been normally. So.
But nothing has been affected, Johnny. I mean, that's the icing on the. Blank the crap cake that they give you. I just give it to me straight. That's the stuff that drives me insane, man.
We'll start reading all these articles, and instead of all these excuses, and we're doing it for you and everything, it'd be just great if they just went money at the end of it and just told us what it is.
Just tell me about it. You don't have to give me a little caveat at the end.
Yep.
And extra magic hours for Disney guests that staying at resorts is not going to be impacted. Well, you're the one that decides when we can or cannot go.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh my God. John, how many times have you had your, you know, somebody tell you it was raining and it really wasn't? You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah. Trying to pull the wool over your eyes there, Doug.
It's just, I don't know, man. They get away with it, though. A Wrinkle in Time sneak peek begins tomorrow, which is yesterday, 3 days ago, but we're going to read the story because I'm interested in this. It was February 9th, this article is from, but we only do the news on Sunday. A Wrinkle in Time sneak peek begins tomorrow at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Walt Disney Presents at Disney Hollywood Studios will be showing a sneak peek of A Wrinkle in Time from tomorrow, beginning on the 9th, you will be able to see the display of production costumes and preview of the movie. And it's the trailer's in theaters right now. But I love when you go in there and see a new movie. Here is the latest trailer, Wrinkle in Time, opening in theaters on March 9th. So that'll be opening right as we're headed home. But I like to see the sneak peek of the Disney movies, don't you, John? I like that.
Yeah, I like that, and I like to see the costumes and stuff. They have a little display area set outside where they had like the dress from Beauty and the Beast and stuff like that. So that's always cool. So.
No, I don't know. I think I'm going to name this week's news. Disney is raising prices for you.
There you go.
Is that a good title?
What's Disney doing for you?
Yes, exactly. They have new concept art of alien swirling saucers coming to Toy Story Land this summer. Are you interested in this ride?
Not a big twirling, spinning ride.
I mean, the teacups are the most frightening. The teacups are the most frightening ride in the park to me.
I don't know about frightening, but it's definitely the most sickening one anymore. So I'll probably ride this once to just say I did it, but that would be it. So
you want to read the article?
Sure. Disney today revealed some new concept art of the upcoming alien swirling saucers in Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios. You might recognize the ride as being a clone of Mater's Junkyard Jamboree from Disney's California Adventure, but at Walt Disney World the theme is aliens and flying saucers. Disney describes the experience as, once the aliens have powered up their flying saucers, you'll get to climb into a toy rocket and hang on as the aliens lead the way on an interstellar romp set to an out-of-the-world beat. And if you're really lucky, you just might get chosen by the claw. The ride in California has a 32-inch height requirement, and I guess they're assuming that it will be the same here. Mm-hmm. Alien Swirling Saucers opened summer of 2018 at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Now, the only thing I'd say, with the concept art, I don't think it's going to be the teacups, but it's going to
– No.
But if it's like – I don't know. My grandpa used to run – my grandpa was a fire police officer, but he also used to work at – he was part of Clementon Lake Park around us. And they used to have a ride called the Whip. Have you ever been on a Whip?
Yeah, that's the one that it doesn't spin, but well, it spins, but it throws you in a direction and then kind of turns around and comes the other direction, correct?
Exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah, the whip at Clementon Park used to be like in an oval, right?
Yeah.
And you'd ride straight ahead, and then when you get to the oval at the end, like at a racetrack, it would whip you around the corner, and then you would straighten back out, go straight again, and then it would whip you the opposite way. You understand? And it was that was a lot of fun, and that just reminded me of that because I forgot about that ride. But that used to be one of my favorite rides to do.
Yeah, that's the impression that I always got, that Mater's Junkyard Jamboree was a lot more like that than the teacups.
Well, then I'm in.
Yeah, if it is like that, I'm riding it. So yeah, definitely better than the teacups.
But so. Again, the teacups are the absolute. I mean, if I could sit on them and put an electric shock on the wheel. So if anybody touches it to spin you, it stops them. I might be okay, but just the as soon as you start pulling on that wheel, your life's in your own hands with me because it could get ugly.
Yeah, that used to when I was a teenager. That's what me and my buddy would try to do, would just spin that thing crazy. But I can't handle that anymore. I think the last time I rode it, I actually. Had imbibed and won too many the night before too, so that was the last thing I needed to do. So, not a good time.
Do you remember a ride? And I'm sorry I'll put it this way: the heck hole.
Was that a Carney ride or?
Yeah. Well, it used to be at a Great Adventure too. It had another name, you know, instead of heck, you know, the other word.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it was the one that you stuck to the wall. Do you remember that ride?
I've rode some. I don't know if the one I rode was called that, but yes, I definitely remember it. And the floor would come out, and you would be stuck on the wall. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, I had one of my worst days ever on that ride.
I can imagine.
There was multiple of us that lost our lunch on that ride.
Yeah.
Dude, I never again. I and the one at Great Adventure was big. You know what I'm saying? Like you could get like, I don't know, 30 people on it. It wasn't like a small carny one. It was a full size one.
Was it actually in the ground?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I did ride it. Yeah. So I rode the one because I went to Six Flags in New Jersey a couple of times. So I rode that one then.
Yeah.
So, yep.
It was horrific, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was not a good time.
Yeah. It was right down the way from Lightning Loops. We did Lightning Loops and that all in like about 20 minutes. And my God, we were all and Lightning Loops at the time, it just opened that week. Dude, they have pads. They shut the ride down after me and my buddy Bill and a bunch of people rode on it. We complained after we got off. Here, the padding wasn't sufficient enough, and they had these bolts that the padding was bolted on with. Me and my buddy Bill both got off that ride. We're like 15, 16 years old, and our backs were killing us. Here, we both had bolt marks in our back from the G-force pushing you back. You can literally feel the bolt stabbing you in the back.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we were one of the first ones ever to ride it. We were there on opening day of it. And, dude, all day long, our backs were hurting. Now, nowadays, somebody would have sued them, you know what I'm saying? But back then, you just rub some dirt on it.
Walk it off.
Yeah, we ended up in the hellhole afterwards. We were fine, you know, but I don't know. Those rides, the heck hole and the teacups are the worst two rides I've ever been on.
Yeah, I think I did that one time. It was, I mean, the concept is kind of cool because you do, the floor does come away and you're just kind of stuck to the wall, but nonetheless, it'll make you sick.
Oh, you were spinning like, you have to spin enough to get a G-force up so you don't fall off.
Yep.
Great Adventure used to be full of rides that were, I don't know how they got away with them. The Buccaneer, you ever ride on a Buccaneer?
That's the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad and my buddy Bill saved me from that. I literally, when it went down, I flew up, and the lap bar was too loose. I launched out of it, dude. My dad grabbed me, and my buddy Bill grabbed my pants and caught me before I flew out of the damn thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, when I rode those, they never had shoulder restraints or anything.
None of it.
And if you were a small dude, and there's a big guy sitting on the same row with you, and his belly.
My dad.
prevented the lap bar and coming close to you. Yeah, there was no way to keep you in that thing. So.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happened to me. Thank God they both had quick reflexes, because I was going up when they were going down, dude.
Would have flew and still been flying.
Oh, my God. And I didn't even have a good set of ears to keep me afloat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
man. But I like this next story, John. I don't know if you're happy about it, but I'm very, very happy about it. Disney Hollywood Studios named to remain the same for the foreseeable future. I'm very happy about that.
I have no problem at all with it. And it's one of those things where I'm so used to I still say Disney MGM Studios every once in a while. So I'm fine with keeping it this way. I don't have to stop saying DHS. So.
No, I'm glad they decided to. I mean, it is still Toy Story Land and Star Wars Land or movies.
Yeah, it fits in. I mean, and along with all the other stuff they still have, they're related to movies. So, yeah, I think it fits in just fine.
And did you, before we read this article, speaking of movies, did you see, and TV, did you see that Disney, that the channel's supposed to be open in 2019? And John, they're supposed to be starting a Star Wars TV show.
Yeah, I did see that. So I'm looking forward to that. And they also, I think it just came out yesterday, they're going to have a whole other trilogy of Star Wars movies that are not going to be on part of the Luke Skywalker storyline, but the people who are going to be doing it or who are in charge of the project development and stuff are the guys behind Game of Thrones. So
yeah, that would be very,
totally
very interesting.
Excited about that. Yeah.
There's supposed to be 5 new original movies and 5 original TV series the first year. So whatever price they charge us, it's going to be for us.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it, John. Write that money immediately. I'll be buying it like an idiot.
You know Disney has a habit of oversaturating stuff, so I hope they don't end up doing this to my Star Wars universe, because it does appear to be the way that it's going, is we're going to get oversaturated with it, and people are just going to end up getting to the point where, okay, that's enough. You know, they do that with pins, they did that with Vinylmation, anything and everything they know they're making money off of, they keep forcing it down your throat until you get sick of it. So,
dude, they're going to bleed you dry, Star Wars. Disney has confirmed that the long-rumored name change for Disney Hollywood Studios is no longer on the table, at least for the foreseeable future. In a post on the official Disney Park blog, Disney said, in response to a question we have been receiving, "We also want to let fans know that Disney Hollywood Studios' name will remain the same for the foreseeable future, since we are immersing our guests in a place where imagined worlds of Hollywood unfold around, from the movies and music to television and theater. Names such as Disney's Hollywood Adventures were thought to be a likely candidate, but it now seems that Disney will not move forward in rebranding." Why would they? They have to spend money on signage.
Well, that, and I think maybe this is one of those circumstances where maybe Disney did listen to the
public,
listen to people. Yeah, because I don't think people were happy with the name. I think they were happy with what it is, and I think that maybe they actually were going to change it. They listened to people and decided to leave it the same. So.
What they should have did is charge us $1 apiece to keep it the same. They missed an opportunity.
If they would have given me five, if I would have been given the opportunity to give them $5 and then thrown my idea for or vote on a name change, that would have been great, Doug.
No, what they should have did is charge you $1 if you want the name change, $5 to keep it the same, because they know we want to keep it the same. They could have made some extra money.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, buddy. And then here, man, here's the reason why they do this for us. The revenue increased 13%. You want to read that, John?
Yeah, holy cow. The Walt Disney World Cup.
You don't have to do the whole thing. I mean, God, there's quarter three, quarter five, upside down, Disney Paris, Cruise Line. You want to do Cliff Notes? They made $1.6 billion on the net tax benefits, too. Ain't that nice? The Walt Disney Company yesterday reported
they're rich.
Quarterly earnings for its first fiscal quarter ended December 30, 2017, an increase in both revenue and attendance for its theme parks. And the rest is they've made parks and resorts revenue for the first quarter increased 13% to $5.2 billion. It's all for us. Operating income increased 21% to $1.3 billion. So they offset quite a bit. I don't know, John. They're making money, money, money. The Disney Increased Vacation Club is driven by the sales of Copper Creek Villas and Cabins in the current quarter. I mean, they're up everywhere, John.
They're up everywhere, but they can't pay us $15 an hour.
John, you don't deserve it. You don't.
Exactly.
What you guys should all do is go for a vote to cut your call it down to 8. For you.
just for us.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to take $8 an hour instead of 10. So.
Or at least work through lunch for them. They deserve that. I mean, you got to do it, man. You got to do it. My wife, did you hear about the magic bands? My wife likes Dooney and Burke, but I don't know if she'll get a magic band.
Well, I think somebody's wife has already got this picked out. So, a new magic in color. Cream will be available on a limited release Dooney and Burke magic band that will come in a specialty suitcase theme packaging and may be purchased exclusively in the theme parks for $48 plus tax.
Yeah, well, if I could have bought it ahead of time, I might have got it for Brenda, but I can't.
Yeah, it's only available there. Another Dooney and Burke,
the purple one,
branded magic band with a limited edition size of 500 will be offered at the 10th Disney Princess Half Marathon Weekend Expo, beginning on February 22nd, while supplies last for $48 plus tax.
Nice. So, they're nice. I like the different ones. I got to figure out what I'm doing too, because us being out of the parks, my mother-in-law is not getting a magic band, so I had to give her one of my old ones.
Oh, well, if you need one, I've got gobs of them.
Yeah, I got them, too. It's just,
yeah.
I'm going to be having my 45th anniversary Mickey magic band, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to bring a couple down there and assign one to her.
Right.
I mean, I know they'll help me at hospitality when I get the tickets, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
but full menus for the outdoor kitchens. We went over them on the last show. I don't want to repeat this, but Nick Foles from the Super Bowl champion Eagles was at the parks this week.
Huh.
And did you celebrate National Pizza Day this past week, John?
I have pizza for lunch just about every other day, so I probably did accidentally. So.
Another news story. Did you see Disney World adding foot golf at Disney's Oak Trail Golf Course? Have you ever played foot golf in your life?
I'm not even sure what foot golf is. Why don't you tell us what foot golf is?
Foot golf. Foot golf. It really is as straightforward as it sounds. And for the first time ever, you'll be able to play foot golf at Disney's Oak Trail Golf Course. The 18-hole foot golf course is certified by the AFGL.
Really?
Oh, my God. You know, I was just talking to a couple guys from the AFGL. Good guys, man. They only put their foot in their mouth a couple times. The governing body from the sport of foot golf in the U.S. setting up your tee time for 18 holes of foot golf can be done by booking in front of the behind those playing 19 holes of traditional golf. If you're playing in a group of 4 foot golfs, you should take an estimated 2 hours and 15 minutes, similar to that of traditional golf. Oh my goodness. Disney Oak Trail Par 69 Golf Course measuring 24,038 yards is nothing to sneeze at. If you're wanting to challenge for a particular game, there's a selection of par 3s, 4, and 5s. The blue pin flags represent traditional golf, while the orange pin flags will have paved the way for foot golf. The game is not only for seasoned adults. Whether you're young or old, the entire family can make a day of playing foot golf. Dude, it looks like it's an orange soccer ball, it looks like. But they have a big hole for this.
That's what it looks like. It looks like it's just regular golf, but you replace the golf ball and clubs with a soccer ball, and you kick it just like you would a soccer ball to get it in the hole. And everything else is identical to golf, as few shots as possible.
Yeah, foot golf shares similarities to the traditional game of golf, such as rules, hazards, and course characteristics. It's a combination of golf and soccer. In terms of being precision sport, but the closer relation to golf. To play, players kick a regulation number 5 soccer ball. Dude, I like a 4 or 7 myself, not a 5. Soccer ball on a golf course facility with shortened length of holes and 21-inch in diameter cups. I wish they had 21-inch in golf. That'd make it nice.
Yeah, really?
Hey, guys, I'm going to putt over here on the foot golf hole.
Cups, I'm taking this one.
And diameter cup in the least amount of shots as possible. The uniform is relatable to traditional soccer with golf apparel and sometimes, but not necessarily, knee-left, angry socks, and flat caps. But the difference in indoor or turf soccer shoes or running shoes, the game is required minimal experience. As long as you can kick a soccer ball, you are eligible to join the game of foot golf. I cannot see me wearing cleats, purple cleats with different socks on, and I don't like
it ain't you.
No, it's not me, dude. I'm not going to wear a soccer outfit. I'm telling you that much. Even though I would look good in the little soccer shorts, but I'm not going to do it to everybody. Oh, my goodness. What else is out there, John? You got any other stories?
I'm looking through some stuff, but I don't see a whole lot of stuff in other parks, but nothing real relative too much more for Disney World, except for maybe the Walt Disney World road signs. Guests arriving across the Walt Disney World Resort after 10 p.m. on February 11th to the 16th should expect lane closures and plan additional travel time. Paving work will be underway at the intersection of World Drive and Center Drive near the Magic Kingdom entrance from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. on Sunday morning, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday evenings, the 11th to the 13th. The Walt Disney World entrance signage at various roadway entry points throughout the resort will be getting some maintenance performed as well. Nightly work will take place between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. February 12th through the 16th.
So it's going to be harder to get to the park and harder to get. So not only is it congested on the lines, it's a pain in the butt to get in.
There'll be construction, and then you're going to pay more to park, and then you're going to pay more to get in, and we're still going to go even then. So
it's all for you, John.
It is for all for us.
All for you. No, but that's all we have, guys. And again, if I cried a little too much, you know what you're dealing with when you listen to this show. once I go down there and I get some good food and hang out and have a great time again, I'm sure I'll be, I'll be drinking the Kool-Aid again. I always will, but I just don't tell me it's for me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Now, tell me it's for you. Yeah, it's like the breakup. It's not you, it's me. You know it's you. Am I wrong?
You know it. It's for you.
It's the same sense. But anyway, guys, again, please head over to iTunes. And if you want to tell me to shut up, tell me to shut up. But head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate it. You can find John at Beer Solo. What about the Weekly Pint? Has there been any beer poured over there at any time lately?
No, there hasn't. That pub has been closed either permanently or temporarily at least. So, no, there's no beer going on over there whatsoever. So.
Okay. Well, head over to our website. It's all in WDW if you want to see the menus for this year's Flower and Garden Festival, or as Bob likes to call it, Food and Flowers. But anyway, head over there and check out the menus. We're going to try to do all the alcoholic beverages this week. So this way, we don't mind. We could drown in our sorrows of what we're going to be spending next month when I come down to see you, John.
All right.
But yeah, you could find me at Grumpy6767, and you can find us all at WDW Main Street on Twitter and on Facebook. Please, guys, be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a good week.
Well, that's it, guys. It's last call here at the pub. We're going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and head on out of here. But before we go, let me tell you about two of our other fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. If you need a Disney vacation booked, contact us at American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. Show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. Well, that's going to be it, guys. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very safe and happy week. Bye-bye.